The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
It's your boy Holiday Hov. Good luck for that. It's your boy Holiday Hov. You already know. We back outside. And we with the gang. You already know, nigga. We ain't gotta spin blocks, nigga. We spinning my thoughts. We out here. We with the gang. The niggas know who out here with us.
Yo, it's your boy Keys to get you right in this bitch once again. We outside for real, for real. Where we usually be at. You know what I'm saying? Doing our thing.
Posting.
Like postmates.
Yo, 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 it be your boy Casanova, a.k.a. The Confident One. Tap in, that Confident One EP coming real soon. Remember, scream, subscribe, and share.
You gonna get it right one day.
Sharab.
And Shashia.
And Seamoss.
Shashia.
Seamoss. We got Seamoss for y'all. Groove Over Destruction, tap in.
Groove Over Destruction.
Pop Elite, though.
Pop Elite, though.
Pop a Doc. Don't mess.
That's it.
Papa Herbals. Pop.
Niggas know.
Pop. Now, you know, it's your,
your chick.
It's your favorite good herbalist. No, long live Za. Regular shit.
Facts.
We all outside.
Facts. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth tomorrow, too. You know, we celebrating our people.
Yeah. Yo.
That was good.
It's a black man's holiday right now.
Right.
Back to back.
I keep my nails clean so I can play with the punani.
That's hilarious.
Hello?
That's crazy. Pussy playing Paul right there.
Pussy playing Paul.
Get your real PPP loan.
And I don't forget. Keep your hands on my cookie jar.
Hilarious.
You already know what it is.
Dog is eye buying on me, no.
That's what it's there, Keith.
These Nats is out here. The Cincinnati out this month.
Cincinnati.
I got been about three Nats since we started recording.
All Bugs are hella invasive now, bro.
Bugs like Remy, I guess.
They come with the
Remy
summer.
And Beer. They be like, oh, let's get drunk and die at the same time.
They don't fight. They don't fucking hardly attack.
Shit.
We outside.
Bird up.
Said they gotta eat, nigga.
Everybody outside today. Even the bugs. Even the bugs.
We on the copyright for that shit. Yeah, that's
it. Yo, honorable mention. I mean, shout out Ray Lewis. I mean, my condolences to them for losing his son.
Word.
Fetty, right?
That Fetty
got him.
Another one?
Man, I don't know, man. I don't want to say that until you know for sure.
How old was he, Kev?
He like 28.
I keep playing with that fucking Justin Federline, if y'all want to.
You got to leave that alone.
Shit, leading
niggas
straight to the cash.
Like, it's fucked up if somebody laced this shit with some shit.
Yeah, you never know what you're getting, man.
In Miami, that's what they do. They be lacing shit with everything.
You never know what you're getting. Yeah, not only in Miami, that shit everywhere, bro.
They put shit in Miami,
that shit everywhere. I just seen some shit. They say they're putting Fetty and Grabba in fucking Fauna Leaf.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, damn.
They said they was putting it in Coronas.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit. I guess we gotta keep drinking Heineken's and Stella's, man.
Oh, niggas better start pouring shit out.
Another coronavirus.
Niggas better start pouring shit out.
Nigga, turn the bottle up.
Yeah, look at the bottle. Nigga, once you heard ain't no salt go. Supposed to come with that motherfucker.
I don't know.
You know, tequila worm in there.
You open it up, it's already full.
Yeah.
Where's Bond? Just like every episode, this episode is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Go over there and fuck with them boys at Gaslight 3.5. You might come out with something bigger than 3.5. You know?
A bomb.
But around, yeah. Go back outside.
Fetty free.
Fetty free. Guaranteed.
Fetty free.
Fetty on free.
You heard? You got every motherfucking weight, size, shit. Motherfucking flavor.
I steal that shit.
And, see, oh yeah, y'all can't forget, we got our motherfucking, our secret weapon. We got our secret weapon outside.
2023
Hustle Wood Bayless. Wood Bayless.
Wood Bayless.
Wood Bayless.
Wood Bayless. Wood Bayless in the house. Oh man.
Hey, yo, right, so
I don't mean no harm, but I tell the truth.
Oh, pass the other juice.
Our first topic is
juju.
Being that we got a lot of fathers out here, I feel like it's essential for us to have this topic. You know what I mean? Being that it's Father's Day, and the topic is having a father or father. It's having a father or father figure essential to the life of a child, whether it be male or female.
Very.
The kids need their father.
Whoever want to start it off, I mean, we can start it off. Can we keep it going around?
The kids need their father. That completes.
So I got reach back there.
Pause.
Wow.
I mean, you got a good one.
You
don't need a bad one.
I ain't mean to set you up like that, homie.
The kids need a father.
Wow.
Define a good father.
Yeah.
You might have a person that consider themselves a good father because they work, they provide for their kids, they work in long hours, but they neglect to spend the time with
them. That's all they say. All they interact with.
Or they dad may be abusive. There's a lot of women get abused by their dad. So it's more so that a child needs
good
guidance.
Right.
Whether it's a male or female.
We got another motherfucker. We got the groom outside. Honorable mention.
Congrats to my brother, man.
You got this. You got the father still.
My bad.
That's what the father was supposed to do. Nah, women, something they can't teach.
Everything that you do right now is driven by a woman.
No.
The reason why you got clean shoes on right now, the reason why you get your nails done, all of that. A woman's going to teach you how to be like a chameleon, to be able to blend.
That's if you're trying to catch.
Manly stuff is just manly stuff. Every child want to have a bond with their father. That's just period. But every father is not a father. Every father is not
right
meant to teach or even ready to be a father.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? So you got a father around that create more hurt if he wasn't.
And a father that you don't know nothing going to teach a kid what?
You need good parents.
Discipline, everything. You need good guidance. Now, whether it's from your father, whether it's from a guy in a corner store, you got to get community. Community.
That shit ain't happening.
Like community.
That shit ain't happening these days.
As long as you keep viewing things house, that way, it's always gonna be like that.
It's gonna start in the house nowadays.
It needs to start.
It's gonna start in the house.
It gotta start in the house.
It's gonna start in the house nowadays.
But if it doesn't,
like when we were younger, you could have got it in the community. There ain't no community.
Your parents are your first. Your parents are your first teachers.
Yeah, but nowadays ain't no community. Before we were young,
they supposed to be.
Even though we was in the streets, we still knew better.
They're gonna lie to you about something you need the truth about. So then your streets, your peers, and other people, you start entrusting them more because you're like, damn, my moms and my pops couldn't even tell me
the truth. I think it depends,
so you start bonding with another person that may have hidden agendas to hurt you or whatever that because, they expose the person that's supposed to love you the most and protect you with the truth, whether that shit gonna hurt you or not. If you ask me about it, then you're knowledgeable about the topic, whether it's a little bit or if it's about a lot. You feel what I'm saying? As we have a conversation, then that's going to determine what type of advice I give you. You feel what I'm saying? As a parent. As a friend.
That's a fact.
As a brother. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
That's a
fact.
Yo, let me do this real quick. Introductions is needed. Motherfucker, everybody, if y'all hearing the voice, if y'all seeing them, you know what I mean? Introduce yourself to the people.
Yo, name E. Everybody call me Eru.
60,000 people watching, so you know, don't be nervous.
Oh, another nervous. 60,000? Oh, man, I gotta put my good shit on, man. Look, we got 60 bands right here.
Hey,
Everybody let me hold a dollar.
Shit, give me 50 cents, I'll still be good.
Everybody let me
hold a dollar. Give me 50 cents, I'll still be good. If you ain't got a dollar, give me 2 points. I'm going
to represent some progress with that 60 fans. Bring me to the test.
Once we get to 60,000 viewers,
40,000 likes, I'm going to drive a boat.
Oh, shit. He going to drive a boat after he finish that shit. For sure he going to drive a boat. He going to drive that motherfucking Captain Jack.
You going to put your lips on that shit.
I'm the captain now.
Captain Black Jack.
I'm the captain now, boss. I be that baby Pappy, boss.
I'm the
Pappy. I'm the Pappy. I'm the Pappy.
It's crazy.
Crazy, bro. This shit lit. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to do the right thing.
You are Bill Nunn.
Chinese motherfucker, I couldn't say much. These are my chicks. You the motherfucker. Who the fuck named their son Sweet Dick Willie? Sweet Dick Willie.
Why you built like that? That Moreno.
These are my
chicks. Hilarious.
Funny as hell. Yo, bring back a Miller High Life.
I ain't gonna say that you ain't got on no wife beater.
Hey, yo, hey, Chris. Happy Father's Day,
bruh. You better not been out here shirt balling, man.
Them shit's getting bigger than because that shit ain't even holding them up.
Yeah, yeah. MMG, Ball. Massive memories.
Yeah, body built.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
Too comfortable.
Yo. Said comfort food.
Oh,
and you didn't have pork and anything too, you little pork lover.
You're a swan merchant.
My brother.
Built like a fat ass Air Force.
You swan guzzler.
Yeah, you on both sides of the claw. Christian ass Muslim.
Yo!
You got triple Z's, man.
Yo, happy Father's Day, yo.
Chris Kirk.
Hey, Chris.
Triple Z's.
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Nah, we still, anybody else got any input on this topic, or we going to the next one?
Shit.
Say it, though.
Bottom line, yo.
You need good parents.
A father is essential.
Definitely.
It's essential.
Your mother is...
And take it from me. I never had a father. I know my father. Motherfucking, the closest thing to a father that I had was a big brother. His name was Drews. If you know, you know.
R.P. Drews.
Word.
And if you was around, nigga, you knew, motherfucking. The closest thing that we had to a father was the street. We outside. My friends, my best friends had dads. You know what I mean? And I motherfucking just gravitated to them. Like, yo. I picked up knowledge from all my OGs, bro.
Hell yeah.
Love and respect to all the OGs. Happy shout out to all the fathers that motherfucking helped me be who I am. If you ask around, nigga, I'm one hell of a fucking dad.
Don't just be a father. I ain't in the camera. You can hear my voice. Don't just be a father because you pay child support. Be in your child life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Fact. Because you don't know what that lady's doing with that money. You supporting your child. You thinking, oh, I better pay child before I do that. Nah, be there for your kids.
She getting a hell now.
You know what I'm saying? Be there for your kids. Don't get discouraged because you paying child support and she talking mess to you. No.
Go be
with your kids.
You got to put that time in.
Put that time in.
Don't let nobody
tell you nothing different.
Right.
You can do anything better too. You can get during custody when you get your visitations or however they put it with the law. I don't know how the law go, but still be in that kid life. Because the kid's gonna say, all right,
they're gonna remember that. Call,
but they don't know nothing about you being it.
Right. You see Nick Cannon stole, that nigga broke the cheat code. He said, motherfucker, more than 10, nigga, you ain't got pay.
Oh shit.
That's crazy, bro.
You believe that shit until you get 10 children, nigga. Then your boy.
Then you got 10 kids, and you motherfucker stressed the fuck out.
Yeah. They gonna abolish
that
law.
We don't got Nick Cannon money.
Dumbass motherfucker.
We don't got Nick Cannon money.
Child support, 10
kids.
First of all, I don't even.
I don't even want
10 children.
Hell no,
like,
bro.
I do. If I had the bread for it, like,
I'm saying, we don't have that money.
First of all, 10 children.
I had 30
kids and the mama.
10 children. So you trying
to... If I'm LeBron, I got 30 kids. Mom. I got 30 kids right now.
At this
hell
date...
Yeah.
Fuck no. Nigga, my daughter...
That's not what you do. That's not what you do. How you do it?
Said that shit so nonchalant. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Ain't no way in hell I'm LeBron James. I'm worth $1 billion. I got 3 kids. All right. I'm flooding the world with me. And I bet you if I got 30 kids, I bet you 5 of them gonna be like just like me.
Yeah.
I bet you. Yeah. If you got one like that, if you got a
6, 5 out of 30, come on, that's a bad
one. No, that ain't. Think about it. I'm not saying they not gonna be good. I'm saying they're gonna be just like me.
Yeah,
it's
billion.
Hard to replace
make
yourself. You ain't making yourself again, bro. That's
just
hard.
Just like you.
He got a son that's 6'3", and they like, oh, he ain't like that. You know how hard, that's way, the average man is 5'9".
Hey, yo, where you get this from?
His son, Bronny is 6'3", and no, they saying no, he not like that. About, like, damn, like, imagine if he that wasn't his father.
30, you gonna have 5 just like you.
Out of 30 kids?
Out of 30 kids?
So you gonna have...
You can't miss all the time.
You're not gonna make just that many like kids. You.
That's
going to
be a billionaire. That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Be like,
man. Come on, bro.
With proper guidance, anybody would be a billionaire. Nah, when you got access.
He just saying
it is if you got access.
That shit ain't easy.
Them kids got parents that's billionaires. They got access. There's a lot of
billionaires who ain't have access. They just got that. They just made that shit happen.
Okay. So what the fuck you need to have all these children for then?
Because
you can afford it.
Because he said he's got
a you got a scenario that just took place in your life right now. You feel what I'm saying? Far as with Kanye. They dropped him out of a bracket. Good thing that he's so much of an asset.
He still has more enough to get
they need
he still
him.
Got 500
but everybody is not geared in that position to where, right, though, okay. Nigga, you lose fucking 2, 3.5 billion today. You gonna recover back and still sit in the place with these people.
You only been down to take care of 30 kids.
How many billionaires you know personally?
I'm saying you only been, I know one, but you can't.
You feel
you
what I'm saying?
I know
so
one, but you can't.
You can't ever say what you
would
do. You
can't say, you don't need to bend down to take care of 30 kids.
Exactly, so why would you say you have 30 to be a
billionaire? Happy Father's Day, bro.
You don't need to bend down to take care of no 30 kids.
Shit, money not just gonna make me wanna have children, hell no. It's enough children out here that don't have nothing that need guidance. If you got that type of money,
I mean, you
open up a school if you were in the
I can do that too.
All you need is
I can do that too.
Education.
Right? I can do that too.
You feel what I'm saying? Because you said it starts where?
You do both.
The shit you learn in school, you got to take home.
No, you got special stuff.
You feel what I'm saying? You know, your parents got to look at it.
It starts at home.
You got to grade that stuff. Regardless of whatever you say, education is every day. Yeah. A child must be there until they're a certain age.
It starts at home.
You feel what I'm saying?
It starts at home.
Of course number it does. One, your number
but you
one gotta
go somewhere when you leave home.
You
everything you learned, you didn't learn
what
home.
Gonna do
half of the babies, shit you learned, you didn't learn
it
home.
It don't matter. You got 16.
You learned it away from
home. Most of the essentials I learned at home.
Because you got structure at home. It's gonna constantly be every day. Everything that you learned and gained real wisdom was not inside that household. Unless it was just to take care of a household.
That's different.
But the things that you utilize right now as far as survival, you got that shit away from home because your parents at the time you was ready to receive the answer for it, they thought you wasn't.
I learned more
out of I'm not from this era to where though you just gonna bluntly do some shit. Nah, we had to hide that shit from our parents.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, out of respect.
And from the whole community.
Out of respect.
And stay out
you know what I'm saying?
Like, get like, conversation.
You got the old heads running down. Yeah. Like, oh, I saw that shit.
Blah, 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 blah. Like, nobody see you do dirt.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right now, you got these little children out here walking around gay. You had people that was dying for that shit. You feel what I'm saying? And the people that was a part of that time that was dying for that shit, you still don't see them out in the opening just expressing that because they still know at a point in time they could lose their life behind that way of life. You feel what I'm saying? Because everybody's just not going to be an
not
accepted.
Just that. Not
everybody
that. A lot of them knew.
Have a big enough brain to just sit down and be like, is this person not offended?
A lot
me?
Of them knew. Nobody else business. What nobody else business. Yeah. That's a lot
everybody
of
do something that yeah. somebody don't fucking like.
Yeah. Is this
smoking me drinking right now? I don't care what you do unless you offend me. You feel what I tell you? Like, listen, I'm not this way or I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Or, and you keep coming on. Okay, you on some predator shit or you trying to like...
I'll lay you down.
I got it, go ahead. Like
they push
you
to
sleep,
they
bro.
Push you to
sleep. Put you to sleep real fast. Here's some shows. I got to calm you down. You one of the motherfuckers that make it hard for the motherfuckers that you can cope with.
Just can't take no for answer. That.
Nah, you can't take no for answer, nigga. I'm putting you out.
Gotta go.
Put you out. You just no not
go.
Human.
See you later.
Yeah, like, it ain't about a sex or what you like. No, you just on some savage shit.
Extra.
You feel what I'm saying?
Extra. All
right, so the next topic is, and I don't know what we want to start it off. Do y'all feel like the universe is waking up or is still asleep?
I feel like it's definitely waking up.
Shit, nice.
A lot of people starting to catch on.
What up?
They don't got no choice, though.
How you doing?
Bro,
you ain't catching on if you're being forced in a situation
you know
to is though you gotta do something now that you normally wouldn't do. today.
That's a form of catching on.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, your whole way of life changes today. It showed you. Pandemic, everything we read that shit before.
The pandemic changed. The pandemic changed it for the people that didn't know.
It puts you right back into survival.
Sometimes you gotta be put in a situation.
If you was in the streets, you already knew what was going on. The pandemic woke people up that never seen the world. They, like, mind you, you staying home getting checks, and you get to see how this shit is operating. Right. And now you get to see people who always out here living, and people that was working, like, wait a fucking minute. This what y'all really be doing while we home at work? Y'all be out here, y'all be chilling for real. Hell no. And that's why, look at the jobs. Jobs can't even fill up. Even construction, motherfuckers don't work.
Especially the restaurants.
Yeah. Every motherfuckers don't want to work. They get a job and stay there for two fucking paychecks, and then a motherfucker that's going to come behind them and really work. You look like him. You feel what I'm saying? Because you got the latest fashion that he had on.
Right.
Denied. Yep. And you really going to dedicate yourself to this shit. Nah, everybody's fucking burning the bridge for each other. Nigga feel like I made it, so I don't need that tune no more. I can burn it out. Movie, everything. You get a motherfucker sitting there start telling the cheat codes the shit. You feel what I'm saying? A stash box, this, all that. Nigga, shut the fuck up,
people
nigga.
Learned a
because
lot.
It's still a lot more guess people host, need to well, become millionaires. And you fucking it up.
You gonna
dry lot, snitching on us. But you about to make an album that's about to go duple platinum. You ain't doing half of that shit. I'm doing 80% of that shit, nigga, and being faced with jail and everything, but I ain't got 1/4 of what you got. That's my ass, nigga. Niggas with the motherfuckers making it hard because you up already. Like, I don't need that too. You always gonna need that too, a survival, because your people's gonna be there. There's always gonna be somebody around that's not gonna leave with you, that you love.
Yeah. People don't think that way. They don't think
you got
that
people that's billionaires, millionaires, and they go see their grandmother at that same. Fuck, don't buy me no new house. Don't buy me no new house. I'm good right here.
They not gonna move.
Because they know where everything is at and where they can get to, time it. Everybody knows
them. Comfortable.
Yeah. They're rich within themselves because they never needed nothing materialistic.
They found happiness.
You feel what I'm saying? Anything about no money? I'm not gonna make a crazy decision because I got money. Nah. Because I'm gonna lose it. A lot of people not rich because of the decision they're gonna make. You're gonna speed it up because your brain is a little more advanced than the next person and have your ass in Antarctica and die of fucking fruit shop. You feel what I'm saying?
Nah, real shit though.
Because you wanted to see something that's personal to you. Nobody's never gonna understand what makes you tick. You feel what I'm saying? Somebody might wanna just sit on a cliff and hang off and just burn. Never know what a person
wanted. Yeah, niggas will crash out.
Your progress. You feel what I'm saying?
Don't let the next man motherfucking have you fucking crash out some dumb shit.
Fuck.
Just don't crash out, period.
Don't die from Nash, man.
You don't die from Nash.
Nah, that, if you're gonna go
stay alive now.
If you're gonna
see a lot, the longer you live, the more you're gonna see.
Yeah, that's,
the more, that's all it is. It just becomes, by the time you get to like 37, 38, you be like, yo, I done seen this shit about a billion times.
No lie, yo. No lie.
And you start, that's why I like staying in a house will be a problem, because you're like, you already know what going to the bar, you see, it's like you play the whole scene out.
You know what's going
to
happen.
If I go to here, you just know, and some days you're like, you know what, fuck, I'm gonna go outside, and it'd be exactly what you said. Right. You be like, I knew it.
You be ready to go in the house then.
You're
like even for me, like I was chilling with y'all at a young age, you know what I'm saying? Going to strip clubs, going to bars, back when shit was popping. Like back when shit was actually still fun. When you go to the bar now, that should be ass. Let me tell you why. For two reasons. Nobody interacts with each other. 90% of the people that's on the bars and they on their fucking phone. So if I'm gonna be around a whole bunch of people that's on my fucking phone, I could go at home and look at my fucking stories. Oh, you at this spot, I can see what's going on in all these spots without even going somewhere.
That's it.
Without spending half the bread.
Yeah. All your motherfuckers in the same spot.
Same spot, different poles, yo.
I be honest, yo.
One side of the bar, the other side of the bar.
I'm right though.
Yeah.
Because it's really no reason to go out when you could just find out what's going on.
Like, unless you just want
to
be around.
That's kind of what I used to do when I used to go out. Like, I would stay trapping, and I would wait for cats to call me and say something was popping. Then I would go.
Right.
Because I didn't even care about it. I just let me know. But it's the same thing now. You could just sit on your phone, and you could just chill, and go, always popping in. Let me go check it out. You could just
pop up.
You pop anywhere.
That's
just
how
go,
it be, bro.
Like, all you gotta do is say, "Let me see what bro doing." Oh, this is where you at? And you hit him. Yeah. You put your head. Yeah, I'm gonna slide you. I bet. That's it.
Nah, word.
That should be a blessing.
It's the same shit. Like, you don't really have to go out.
Because you had realized back then it wasn't as easy because you had to really be outside.
You was already outside.
Outside already. So it was just like, if niggas was doing something, niggas knew where to go. I know niggas around here, so I'm about to head around here real quick.
And we already said where we going.
Yeah, like,
yo, meet up. We gonna meet up at this time. Now, even dudes have phones still, but they're calling like, yo, we gonna meet up right here at this time.
Right. You know, we sound like some old niggas, but
that wasn't that long ago.
It's really true though. Yo, bro, you go to these spots, bro. They charging you fees. They charging you fees to Man, fucking They charging you fees to fucking They going to the store right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are they left already? They charging you fees to motherfucking pay with your card.
Ula.
Yeah. And money.
Yeah, money and numbers.
Yeah.
Get a bigger size.
Upgrade. Upsize. Up.
Yeah.
What you were saying, though, bro?
Nah, but like it really gets to a point where you be like, man, I don't want.
That's why I asked y'all when they was counting the money. The niggas going to liquor store. The fucking Tasmanian devil looking motherfucker. He ain't said nothing.
Yeah. But now like it gets to a point where you get tired of going to spots because you don't want to be in a spot with a whole bunch of motherfuckers, and then now it's niggas don't popping. Niggas it's not popping. Nah, you know they also what it's it is back popping. Then niggas would actually fight. Now if it's any situation in a club and I see niggas about to fight, I'm leaving. Not because I'm pussy, not because I'm scared. No, because I already know if a nigga start fighting nowadays, niggas gonna get the strap. So I'm not trying to be in the vicinity. I'm not trying to be on location. I'm not trying to record. I'm not trying to do none of that shit. I don't even want to be around. I want to be in my car on the road when that shit already start happening. God forbid if it does. But that's just not the move, you feel me? If I want to go out, I want to go out to have an actual good time. And I can't have a good time if I got to look over my shoulder every 5 minutes to worry about what's going on.
Word.
So that's the main reason why I don't go where everybody goes. I'll go to a club that I don't know nobody and I have a great time. Versus if I go to a spot where I know a whole bunch of persons or people, pardon me. yeah, if I know a whole bunch of people, if I go in the spot, you know what I'm saying? And the familiarity of it could cause a situation. Like, it might be somebody that don't like me for whatever reason. Now, I go to the spot. And he having a bad day. Now he want to just bump into me, and then now we start having words, and now it turns into a whole altercation.
See,
mm-hmm.
You know what I learned in my motherfucking
people
shit.
Energies, like, people energies,
I set my own vibe.
Exactly.
So nigga I don't moves. Motherfucking have to go outside looking for it.
Right.
I mean, but if I needed to, I know it's always gonna be there.
Right.
And I know it come with that.
That's why I always have my headphones on when I go to bars and clubs. I play my own music.
Yeah.
I have my own music clubs.
That really go.
I just get in there.
That really go.
There's still something in
there.
There we go.
Nah, but yeah,
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but sometimes you can't think. Sometimes you can't think negative. But I get what you're saying.
It's not even really thinking negative. It's just being real. See, I'm never thinking negative when I go in the spot.
I'm telling why I said because I never was on that other side. I always on the side of. Alright, yo, we gotta chill. We can't do nothing stupid tonight.
Right.
Niggas better than goddamn.
You know what I'm saying?
But a lot of people
was not thinking like that though.
That's only, we was always more the aggressive more than going to a spot feeling like you the prey.
It's not even that I feel like I'm the prey. It's
or
just
money number.
It's just not wanting to get caught up in other people's bullshit. You feel me? Like, cause a lot of people I know, like a lot of good dudes I know, are going now for shit like that. Just being around, not even having nothing to do with it. Just literally, you could be oblivious to the whole situation. You just wrong place, wrong time, and now you're a casualty of war. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be a casualty of war. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody does,
but putting yourself in certain predicaments in certain times will increase the chances.
Survival is everything real.
You get what I'm saying? It'll increase the chances. It's not even that. It's not that I don't want to go where everybody at.
I know when going to going to New York and going to a club and say, okay, I know this is a hip hop party, strictly hip hop. I know what I'm getting into.
Right.
Oh, I can. And it's
but
everything.
At the end of the day,
so
you can never know what you're getting yourself into.
Exactly.
Right. Just
like I said,
you know what we
could be sitting here right now and we doing something positive, right?
Somebody tear this shit up.
One of us can look like somebody.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's about how you carry yourself and always being knowledgeable of where you are.
Of where you are, knowing your surroundings.
Motherfuckers be conceited, like, man, I'm still going right here. This got to be.
Nah, and that, yeah, exactly.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? Not everybody's sad when he get cooked. No.
You knew what it was in that area for sure.
Arrogance and pride, bro.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
A lot of people who put themselves in this
way. Arrogance and pride, bro.
Like, and then even like now, you could be sitting somewhere else. Motherfuckers don't know you. Everybody is clean right now. Now you looking like a jux to somebody.
Right.
So you never not exist. Right. You got to know the language, that energy, right. that eye look. You feel right. Like this nigga walking back, he doubled and looked twice.
Right.
It's just being alert always, man. Because if you got a chance to react, you got a chance to save yourself or wherever you with.
Being on your square.
You just being so into what's going on around you. And like you say, I call a motherfucker 10 times while he in his phone. He still won't hit him.
Right. Selassie got
until you call him something that would offend him.
Right.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? Once you say something offending, now you hurt me.
Yep.
But when I'm calling your name and the shit that shit ain't even registering of who you really are to yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You gotta be offended. Right. Call your actual biological government name that nobody calls.
People only know aggression, bro.
Yeah, like the fuck.
They only respect violence sometimes.
They only respect violence, bro. Violence against violence, because they feel like if you ain't violent,
that's
you
how they was raised. They can't
respect. Then when you get violent, the court ain't understanding why you had to.
That's how they was raised.
You feel what I'm saying? Give me a little leeway and understand why I had to wax this.
It's a big difference when you go to.
Give me a little leeway. This nigga was acting crazy.
You go to certain people's houses, the way they was raised, you can see why they were the way they moved.
You know, the next move step is more violence.
When you go to some people's houses, they don't be eating. Them motherfucking kids be mean as hell. They brush like a dog. You don't feed a dog, but it snap. These niggas be snappy as hell. They be starving.
A lot of reasons.
For sure.
No reason, though.
The motherfucker told me, at school, they told him, he said, bro,
they struggle, it's not our struggle, bro.
He said, the reason these kids be wild,
the struggle that these young motherfuckers go through right now, ain't shit how we came up. It ain't the same way, bro. It ain't the same.
Because they're not getting attention. Our parents were still home. When we got home, our parents was in the house, bro. I know my father, they was in the house. It was like, you had to navigate around them to do whatever you try to do.
Right.
When the famous commercial came on,
I knew 10 o'clock,
do you know where your children are? Your ass was washed, bathed, and in the house.
You disrespected the house.
And you getting broke down like a sniper rifle. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Yo, you
like
understand.
You knew
it's
what
crazy
you did.
They don't even
ain't no meal for you. Ain't no meal for you. No,
they don't say that shit on the news.
They got this shit twisted. Yo, they got this shit twisted now, bro. When
like
when
that shit governs your household.
When your parents had come in the house by the time the streetlights come on, you gotta understand. The streetlights was coming off 5 o'clock at that time. It ain't summertime. No, this is school time. You could hang out until that's it's October. That shit coming on 5:30. You like you gotta go now. Or you gotta be in front of the door.
You better be in eye distance.
Jamal!
I'll be right up here playing.
Nigga. Hey, Jamal!
My people's just games. Anytime you get a little free time on that motherfucking porch, nigga, they don't want you in the house. They still partying in that moment. Yeah, right, you better stay right here in the porch out there.
Your ass on the steps.
Hey, Dad, why you behind that door, though, man? Are you sure of that, motherfucker? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, fuck. You figured out why they want you out the
house. Yeah, all right. I know why I got another hour out this motherfucker now.
You gotta get some work.
Yeah, man. We had to make up for mommy playing that James Brown last night. Uh-huh. Nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Real shit.
What the fuck wrong with you, nigga?
My father like, yeah, you gotta go to Sunday school. Like, what? I just go to sneakers on. I said, I don't even believe in this shit. He's like, you gotta get out. I'm like, oh, I see what's going on.
Nigga, what's the topic? I'm coming back.
All
right. We surfboarding right now.
Yeah, we surfboarding right now, yeah.
You got a topic? You just woke up. What's on your mind,
bud?
I got a topic because this shit need to be addressed.
Shout
man.
Out to all the fathers. I want all the fathers to be happy. I want all the women to take care of the fathers. I want all the kids to love the fathers. Don't let nobody tell your father tell you he ain't shit.
Yeah.
And you know he ain't shit. So just be with your father. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, ho. Damn sure gotta give me some
smoke. My father tell you I ain't shit.
Yo, so when he tell you that, you already know. So don't let nobody else tell you. Hey, yo,
I got a fucking topic, man.
Listen, let's do this.
I got a topic.
Fathers love their kids, man. Hey, don't let the mother tell
you. You must be seeing you can't see
anything. Even if they ain't good, they tell you.
I can't see anything.
I don't want to be around you.
Hey, I got a topic, right?
I'm telling you.
How long is it before a person completely has to stop saying that they dealt with you.
They dealt with
you? Dealt with you.
Yeah. Because a lot of people holding on to like this like grammar school shit.
And they
making that shit seem like if it's relevant. Oh, I used to deal with him.
Nah,
like,
that shit's not relevant.
Like, you have a conversation with a woman that, like, I probably dealt with now, and I done split you in high school, and you tell him, like, yeah, I dealt with him, and I'm, bitch, no, you didn't. I wasn't in high school for 30 years.
Because I hit you in high school.
And change.
Don't try to get your
that ain't the topic. What he want to say is, how are we talk about bitches?
Women go through it too.
They used to fuck with a nigga in high school, and then I meet a bitch that you cool with. Now you talk about, I used to deal with him because I want to fuck with your friend. Bitch, that was high school. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Good cleaner.
Good cleaner.
That's it. Because I need to know.
Yeah. Nah.
And then what about the other woman?
Because they know you wouldn't deal
that
with
that. That want to just introduce you to everybody just to fuck your shit up.
She hating.
They crazy. Oh, this is my people. This is my people. Bitch, you tell them you nuts? Like, I'm not hating. Like, yeah. Like, I ain't cheap.
Yo,
bitch, I bully.
You tell them she nuts?
Yeah. You ain't tell nobody you was nuts, did you?
What the fuck? They never go tell them that.
Never.
Accountability is not on the fucking
menu. Back to the table.
The number one cleanup is you ain't man enough. To handle this shit. Hell no.
I ain't mad enough
to handle this shit.
We ain't gonna be doing
niggas
that
handle this shit is in jail. Or a bitch that killed the nigga. Nah. Fuck that. I ain't trying to wake up the police beating my ass because they think I didn't do some shit to
you. I ain't even know we're in grammar school.
I ain't even hit it right in grammar school. Hold on. Who fucking right in grammar school?
In grammar school? We hunching.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
You want to tell me
how
you deal
school.
With him in grammar school?
What is wrong?
Celebrate 8th grade?
Yo,
come on, baby.
A female doing me in like that right
now. Come on, bitch. Let's stop it.
She doing me in.
You're doing too much.
She doing me in like that.
You're doing too much.
Yo, she doing me in like that. Really bad.
Right, come on, man. Stop hating on niggas that used to fuck with you because you had a crush on them and then they want to fuck your girlfriend. Now you want to sit there. I used to deal with them. No,
and
you
stop. And another
I
thing.
On you on
and another
class,
thing. And another thing.
He said I cheated on you on mad. Hey,
yo.
Class.
And another thing is stop. Hey, yo, look at here goes the community.
Oh, shit. Another secret assassin pulling up.
There go the community.
Another secret assassin pulling up. Yo, he's sweating everything.
Look.
Bro, you sweating, brother.
He got his tough Dragon Ball Z shirt on. You know. What?
Go ahead. Secret assassin. Go ahead.
We outside.
Nobody wants to see a little ass shirt anyway. Sticky, come right here and stick your middle finger. Hey,
y'all see the podcast?
Oh, shit.
We live. Happy Father's Day, my brother.
What's good,
my guy?
What's good, bro?
Happy Father's Day.
What's good, bro?
What's good, bro?
What's good, bro?
Happy Father's Day. Get the motherfucking phone before you go, man. You gotta drink a beer before you go. You ain't going in. I don't give a fuck. You better get going.
He came up like James St. Patrick. Out of the car. You gotta go jogging with Tommy Davis.
I thought he was Brad. I heard Brad voice in my head.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a good sound to have here, yeah. Blue boy. Brad sound.
Breathe.
The importance of Juneteenth to us, like, as far as, like, relevance, now how it became a national holiday, and, you know, just
speak
that
up,
it's getting recognized the way it should have been a long time ago, but... Like, I'm just saying, like, the relevance of it, and, you know, it's tomorrow, so it's officially a holiday for us, so I wanted to hear everybody's, like, opinions on it.
You know what's so crazy about it? A lot of people don't do
brother,
it.
Man.
A lot of people do that at work, like me. So my brother.
I'm here before all that shit, but...
You know, I still got to work.
Wrap this up, you know what I mean? I'm going to slide down.
He got the whole...
It's a start.
Yeah.
You, because nobody is never going to be satisfied with, you feel what I'm saying, we being given.
Yeah.
If you're in operations, cash on file. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to that form, you know what I'm saying? Of history, of life. You feel what I'm saying?
We live, what? Hollywood Live. That's your name, bro. You got stupid.
I ain't got no stain. They don't like me.
Y'all
gonna
be out here or not?
Yeah.
What happened?
Nah, they were saying
something.
I'll be out here.
You sure?
I ain't going nowhere.
I'm good.
What's up, my brother, man?
You chilling, man.
I know you're good. He was
over yesterday.
We was yesterday. We was all at Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
He told me that's my fault, man. Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it. We represent it.
Where were we?
Yeah, but everybody, I mean, with how y'all feel about it?
About what?
Juneteenth.
I mean, that shit actually on June 16th, ain't it?
19th. Tomorrow.
So that's when they celebrate it.
But nah, it's actually June 19th.
It's June 16th, right?
Nah, 19th.
19th? That's the actual date that the slave was free originally?
June 19th, 1865.
But they're not going to recognize it too much. They're trying to recognize it. It's a federal holiday, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But define free,
but
though.
But the Jew,
because after slavery, you got segregation laws, you got Jim Crow laws, and all these
nothing
things
was never the
after
right.
slavery. Right. So,
every
like,
law
what is
that
free?
Was written
right. like, you
for America,
like, yeah. you got people speaking about Lincoln, but
us.
Then you got the first person that wanted to free slaves, James Garfield. But don't, nobody ever mentioned none of that. So, what are you going
to
be happy with? What are you going to be good with? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to just do something that's going to represent progress, because all that shit took place already.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
All right, let me ask you a question, bro. Hold on. Because you got the floor too much.
I can dig that.
Let me ask you a question.
The Holocaust, right? The Holocaust was real big as far as how they represent the Jews, right? But that didn't happen in the United States, right? But slavery happened in the United States, and they got more backup and motherfuckers looking out for them more than it did.
That's because
Holocaust
survivors. They own the United States. Why would I give you something that I own?
My thing is, we all know that. But what I'm saying is, they will show that and throw a bone. That's throwing a bone. Remember the 40 acres in the mule?
That's
throwing a bone.
That's what I say. You're never going to be happy.
You're
never
going to
be happy.
If I give you... Right.
It's
throwing
it's
a
no,
bone is what I'm saying.
Listen, you don't have... First
that's
of all,
what I'm getting to the
you
point.
Don't have the
they
physical people right
yeah.
now.
Throwing a bone.
Right now. Shit, my fucking grandmother was born in 1918.
But they're like, yo...
You feel what I'm saying? My dad's
right,
mom. And my fucking mom's mom.
Let's give them something.
Weird, right? Now,
a generation
you figure
of us, that motherfucking was like
none of the people that actually took place in slavery is still
mud,
living right now.
Scratch,
so at the end of the day, like, who are you trying to please? Like, you
right.
feel what I'm saying? Who is going to reap the benefits of that?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got no blueprint to say, oh, this person was a slave. Maybe some of your people were slave owners too. Because we all don't have the same name. Right. Just because now they merged and made a child. Nah, your dad was a slave owner. You feel what I'm saying? You don't know that because you got melanin in your skin, but from the rape of the women. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so nobody really knows what took place at that time because nobody is existingly living to say what happened or we deserve this.
So why we gotta
they
do
know how much money
with the Jews with the Holocaust?
We don't have to do shit. Right now, we need to mind our business.
We gotta be like, oh.
We need to mind our business and come up with a plan to beat every plan that's beaten. Us out here is making it hard for people to produce, and it's just not like it's just black because everybody
just
everybody generates
just not gonna pay.
The whole
own.
World.
They
you feel what
own.
I'm saying? Black, white, Chinese, Mexican. You got people that's underpaid.
That's
you feel
they
what I'm saying? You
yeah.
gotta hit where the money is at. You feel what I'm saying? That's it. What plan people coming up with that? What people coming up with the plans for the better schools, better food programs, get these bums off the street,
right.
all of that. Because they can give 40 acres in the mule right now, Cadillac, Infinity, Benz, everybody going there because you know why? I need this good car to drive into my garage. How? You walk for 10 years. Why you need that today?
20 years.
And you're going to fuck your axle and all that up, driving up on the road on some land you don't know nothing about. So you're going to just waste the money. Strippers gonna have the most money out this motherfucker with all these niggas out here. Wow.
Strippers gonna win.
I'm gonna go marry me 20 strippers. He talking about fucking baby mom. I'm going with the strippers, man. They gonna be the richest motherfuckers out here.
Sure.
Fuck. People not ready for certain shit yet. It shows.
Cut the check.
How many income taxes and loans people they got and they still in the same place?
No, no, we gonna deal with that later. Cut the check.
Yeah.
Cut the check.
I want my shit. We be right back.
We don't want to know what you talking about right now. Cut the check, nigga.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, Growth Over Destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the CMOS pills, I got the CMOS gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
G-O-D. 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 What?
G-O-D.
Fuck the crabs in the sea. How about the crabs in the street? You want to go to pavement? Y'all pull you down. Please, I don't want to see you do good. Your homeboy that smile on your face will pull you down. Fuck crabs in the sea. I ate a lot of crabs. I had snows, gunja meat, everything. I'm gonna crab in the street.
Crab in.
You know what I mean? Fuck that. The nigga, not fuck the barrel crabs. I'm gonna do street crabs.
Yeah, and the
shit
crabs got what? Ribs.
Pull you right down.
New Hannibal Lecter.
It's in their genetics.
Yeah.
They don't like to see nobody do good.
I don't know.
Their motherfucking genetics.
Helicopter over.
You got the government crabs. You got all kind of crabs. Them motherfuckers, they crab in the barrel. They don't want you to reach the mountaintop.
I don't know.
Look at all our motherfucking leaders that we had that was doing good, and they took them down. They don't want to see you. Come on, man, Martin Luther King, Mountaintop, you got Malcolm X. Everybody, they knock you down when they see progress.
And they didn't even have a bag. Imagine you have a bag and you get that type of leadership. Yeah,
they wasn't even rich.
They knocking your shit off.
You know what I mean? Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, they wasn't rich.
You got 100 M's in the bank. They don't even, look at that. They don't even like, that's why they don't like Kanye.
Come on, man. Imagine they had $1 billion and had a following.
You think they wouldn't have been killed Kanye?
He got a big bag. They still can't stop him. His bag still, whatever they take, he still got about 400 M's at the end of the day.
Any one of them that speak up, like that say broke. Something, that want to change something.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He got to take $1 billion for me, but yeah, I got to stay off.
Kanye, I would say, man.
You still got 400 million in the bank.
He's a weird type of thinking,
that's
motherfucker.
A lot of power, bro.
Kanye probably got a fucking ruby that's worth probably like $8 billion that he got on the auction somewhere. Like, some shit you can't even trace.
You got that type of money, you got real security.
Yeah.
You got $400 million, you got real
Everybody
security.
Everybody brain different.
I don't want Stay security when I get rich. I want, he's rich. No. No type of security I want. Think about it. I'm going to let you think about it before I say it.
You walk around with an atomic bomb one day, they shoot you, and then go off.
You better up that policy.
I want that Farrakhan security. You know what I mean? Woo! But you know what?
That's the security that the feds want.
You know what? Because you know what? I'm not even eating my food before somebody else tests it. Ain't no way you're catching me. You dig? I need that type of security. That Muslim security. They got better security than the Fed. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They can't infiltrate that shit. They'll try. Because that person got to taste the food. That person got to taste the food. But, hey, how you going to get me? You're a Muslim brother, KL. I need that type of security. You know what I'm talking about. That's right. Better than any type of security you can have. Right. When it comes in-house. I ain't saying I can't go outside and get shot. I'm talking about the way they try to get you is with your food.
Yeah, definitely.
They try to get you with your food, your drink. You know what I mean? That's how they're trying to get you. They try to slip something.
That's what
your
I'm
food.
Saying.
Everybody go outside and get shot. Right. Look at JFK. They took his head off and he had a drop top. Now nobody wants a drop top no more.
Yeah.
Yo, do you could you imagine motherfucking Kanye being slipped something and fighting through that shit? And his fighting through that shit be his outburst.
He should be happy he got rid of the Kardashians.
You know what I mean?
And the white boy got a baby coming on. The white boy, the guitarist or whatever. But he messing with the sister that really don't do much.
The drummer.
Yeah, but she don't do much.
She was planning on sister about sister with on the t-shirt, not that one. That was the younger sister, right? Yeah, I don't deal with all that, but I don't like talking about famous people. That's extra though. Let's talk about how about you put all your sister exes on a t-shirt. That one had joke put it on fucking grand. A million dollars. What is that for? A billion dollars, right? Put Ray J on the shirt.
Bitch, you're done, bitch. I'll take the podcast somewhere else. You're going to get $1 billion. You got to suck Carol by the lip.
Ew.
Or suck
what?
Where are you going?
$1 billion. I'm about to say that. You got to suck Carol bottom lip or suck that lady hill that be out there.
Yo, I saw a foot. Outside. I just saw that foot. Oh,
outside.
Man.
That's outside.
You got to do it. $1 billion. You don't get $1 billion. I'll be broke. I ain't never have it. I ain't doing it. I mean, $1 billion.
I got to get it tested first.
Testing.
Yo.
That's an inside joke, people. 4,000 people, 60,000 people. Y'all don't know what we talk about, but that was just an inside joke.
It's 6 million now.
Oh,
6 million. 6 million ways to die.
One day, we're going to bring Carol out here so we can see who we talk about.
Got to do a live interview with Carol.
Yeah, but you got to suck that lip, nigga.
Damn. It stayed clean. It stayed clean too long, man. There you go.
That's the second.
Get the truck out.
That's the second drink.
The fire extinguisher. Cool him off.
Here you go.
Cool his ass off.
That's the second drink.
Oh, man. Fire extinguisher. Put him out. Fire extinguisher. Put him out.
Six millions to die.
Oh, you gotta suck that hell clean. $1 billion. What you doing?
Yeah.
I'll be broke.
That's 6 million ways to die. Choose
one. You know how much DNA? You know how much DNA gonna be in your throat?
Hit it one more time.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Keep falling out.
What?
6 million ways to die. Choose one.
Mad DNA. Mad DNA in your throat.
They got to see the weapon out here. That's trials and tribulations. I'm like, I gotta dedicate this to my babies. I love y'all. We up, baby, for a fucking week. You gonna say you gonna
my fourth side letter kicking? We up. Get this bread.
Let's get this bread. Let's get this Billy. Yeah.
Let's get this Billy. Daddy had to. Daddy had to be a bag for real.
Yeah. Nah, nigga.
Don't be a bird. I'm out.
You won't do that. Oh, all right. Hold up.
I'm dead.
You suck the heel, suck the lip. And then you leave it to your daughters, and they go up to be shit business. Like, what the fuck? You gonna say,
I have a clause.
St. Patrick, who
the hell is shot
him? I gotta write a clause. Get leak Gusty or the
guy. Once Leak takes your leadership, it's over. You can't do nothing. You get stipends. Sorry, babies. You going to college? You gonna be an astronaut? Come back.
You ain't gonna know you got a billion. You ain't even gonna know.
Yeah.
You just gonna live a good life.
Yeah.
Like, damn, why you living on the golf course?
We
gonna say, why we living on the golf course?
You said, sorry, baby.
I'm leaving the league. Yeah, yeah, elite.
Why we never had to go to school over there? Why we got our own teachers come here with the kids? Yeah, we gotta make shit like good.
That
was funny.
It's for security reasons.
You gotta get that bag.
Yeah, go to the pad, man.
You gotta get that bag.
But, you know,
it's for security reasons. You already know what it is.
I mean, I knew new music.
Anybody hear that Michael by Killer Mike? That album fire.
Yeah. I ain't hear the whole shit. I heard the snippet of him and 300.
Shit right now.
So
he brought 300 out.
We know what we talking about.
He got 300 outside spitting.
They were send us some on like some likes or some shit.
Listen.
Shout out to Killer Mike. Shout out to Andre
3000. Because he ain't paid for this shit, so we got to get a snippet. They get a snippet.
He went so eager to please the white man and send a grade curve up to be three times as many as you now. What kind of time are you anyway? The same as you, I guess. Except that I don't try to have it both ways. Are you calling me a tall man? Well, none of us will be to our militancy now, will we? Al, why don't you go away and let me alone?
Why don't you join the team, man?
Team?
Happy Father's Day, y'all. Who's to say when art will end? All I know is when the portrait painted, better have your portion of the rent. A dollar more and you will get upgraded. When you think you've made it,
they gonna have a wizard.
Here you go. Yeah, but I love chicken nuggets. We'll make them from scratch.
Gonna drop the new album.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's called A Gift and a Curse.
I ain't even gonna lie. I listened to that shit like 7 times.
Damn. I like that bread and butter. That's my shit.
I listened to that shit like 7 times.
Listen.
For no reason whatsoever.
By the way, the podcast is going to blow up.
Only 45 minutes.
So we're going to have motherfucker Mike Tyson on this motherfucker.
Yeah, in
and that shit is a bop.
When he comes back to Jersey, we're going to get it.
Everything is a bop.
We can't roll up on him, though. He's going to think we're trying to jump.
No, no. If he ever come back to Jersey and go see Mario down there, we can just ask him.
Who that?
Tyson. We got to get him on the podcast. We can get Tyson on the podcast if he ever come back this way. Or when we go to Florida. When we go to Florida, we can.
Don't want
to
bite nobody.
We gotta have some.
No, he got his own bud.
Still.
We're hot boxing with Mike.
Now, him and
we gotta buy some bud from that nigga.
It is. Edibles and shit.
Hey, Mike Tyson, Jersey City niggas wanna come and see you, man. Holler at us, man.
Come through, you know what I mean? Niggas gonna have pop up shops. My man just opened up a motherfucking spot. Down West Side, Jersey City. You know what I mean?
We'll catch you at Rainside Mario's, nigga.
You know what it is, Jersey City shit.
And we love you, man. One of the best champions when I was watching, I said my first curse when I said, oh shit, when he knocked that nigga out in the first round. I said, oh shit.
My aunt was like, what'd you say?
I said, oh shit.
She let it slide.
Yo, speaking, right?
Yo, speaking of sports, how y'all, did y'all see that Jordan sold his portion of the Hornets?
That's better for him though.
Yeah. For $3 billion.
That's better for him. And he still got a part.
J. Cole in that group.
Billy's up, huh? Be quiet. And get your fucking money. Go that way.
Breaking sports news from what I just seen on ESPN. Bradley Beal is going to the Suns.
Word.
I like that.
Yeah, probably
going to the
Suns. Hey, Dame Lillard, go to New Jersey NJBK Nets, man. Go be with Mikal Bridges, man. We need you over here. We need to bring a chip here. Kyrie and them couldn't do it. I believe in you. You can do it.
That nigga said NJBK Nets.
Yeah. I'm making a shirt like that. And all the people that's watching, don't try to buy it because I copyrighted it already. You got an NJBK Nets store, you owe me some money. I'm telling you.
Hilarious.
Dame Lillard, Jaylen Brown, you're a free agent. Come on to the other side. Come to the Nets. You know what I mean? Come on over. Class in. You gotta put 30 pounds on so you get you can bang with these niggas. Get your weight up.
30 pounds. Muscle.
Y'all think the Pelicans are gonna trade Zion?
You already let him go.
They let him go already.
Damn. Damn.
They cut Zion?
Yeah, they
let
cut his ass.
You dumb.
Hey, Zion. You came out as number one, but you was a bust.
You dummy!
He just blew out in college.
That should have showed you that you was fucking with wrong people. Nah. Why your sneaker blow out?
On the last
Jordan
episode,
sneakers never blew out.
On the last episode of Power,
hilarious.
Hey,
yo.
Yo.
This guy's ridiculous.
Oh, this.
Yo. Yo. Go ahead, go ahead. Hey, Zion! Nobody's about to eat that bread up.
He let him strip us.
Oh,
he let him
strip
us. Zion, they coming for your money, Zion. I'm sorry, they coming for your money.
God damn!
But you can tell you ain't getting no pussy when you were little because you just start fucking people raw all night. Like,
man! Talk that nigga! Damn, come on, bro!
God damn!
Bitch, you ain't even got pregnant. Why you even talking about it? Chicks that I know he could have did that with for free. He paid $100,000 way better than them.
I don't respect that shit, and you a superstar, you know what I'm saying, but you don't get that on a muscle, you know, I know what, they don't want the money, they pay off, the niggas don't want to have, I'm not knocking the shit, they don't want to be there every day, but just chill, how you paying for women and then you get them pregnant, Zion, he's an idiot.
That's an idiot move.
Yeah, he wild and stupid.
That was an idiot move.
Somebody gonna hear some body shots.
Yeah.
He big as hell, so nobody gonna
fuck a body shot, don't give him no pizza. Every pizza company that's down there, don't take his money. Starve him.
He said, don't
feed,
no.
Stop feeding that nigga.
He down New Orleans.
He gotta get more bitches to bring him food.
He down New Orleans. He eating crazy now.
You can do whatever you want when you got millions.
Exactly. You got the bread, nigga. What the fuck? Oh, what the hell you
know? Wow. Yeah, we still out here, bro.
I'm ready, ain't gonna say that, dog. He got to learn.
We still out here, you blueberry push.
They come to blame.
You
got that blame.
Pulling up looking
for
food.
Y'all don't think that's great.
Yo, you only came because you heard a cookout.
That's all
you a lookout for the cookout.
You patrolling the block for food.
First of all, you got married last night. And all that food should still be there.
He ate all that shit.
You take all that food and you ain't got a plate.
Hold it down.
You're an idiot.
He ate that shit.
I will get the fuck out of there. Yeah, we got to go.
Yeah, you ain't bring that stuff.
You ain't bring none of that food.
Eat it, boy.
Everything over here is smoke.
You always eat pork. I know you ate some pork.
Just bring the sides.
When they made them collard greens, I bet you they use turkey necks. They use no turkey necks in them collard greens. They use motherfucking
pork.
Damn. They see Mr. T turning his way right now.
I'm paying for it.
Tell me you Club Elaine. You ain't Mr. T right now. You Club Elaine.
Chubby Man.
Chubby Man. Nah, that's
Chubby Man.
What we call the last Fresh night.
Prince. That's the new. That's the new.
The old. Burn the kid.
Burn Master Will.
Burn the dude.
Burn the dude.
He called you the light skin all this.
You got mad jokes, Chedrick. Chubzilla.
Yo.
Titty Man.
You said a lot. Miss T.
MMG.
Miss T ain't dead.
Nipple Man. There we go. What was the name of the show? CNN. CNN. Chris Knows Nothing. CNN.
Oh, I tried to ask. What the fuck out of here, man?
Really? It's your mate.
Fuck out of here, man.
Dog
ass.
Head.
He ain't pay for that shit.
Dog Head Production.
Dog Head Production. Blueberry.
You like they? You like to see them pay the food? Like, this is my Thursday call. Thursday head ass out of here.
Oh man.
Got LGBTQ shirt on.
Nah, it's a Jewel team shirt. You got mad jokes. Your polo horse ran away from them titties. Extra luggage. It went from freight.
Donnie Cameron glasses on.
It went from package to the freight. The freight you got under your arm.
Yo, when you drive fast, you want to stop the car real fast?
Hey, yo.
Two train calls.
Big as hell. Yeah, I got
how you coming out here want food and you got a whole lot of food at home?
That's because he fat. You see?
He came for the glizzies.
You see? Busting out.
He came for the glizzies. He was paying for the glizzies.
Busting out the band, though.
You see how far? You see? Yo. Look how far back that shit is from the stairwell.
Let me go hold that like this when you eat him.
you came to cook out for the glizzies.
I want two on one bun. Give me a double.
Hold the sauce.
Oh, what?
Double. Oh, yo, the sauce. Whoa.
My baby made it. Look.
I got you with that one. Hold the sauce.
You got that damn.
Yeah, you got kids.
Somebody needs to add on to the Christmas shirt.
You got married. You got married. It's over. Like you done sold your soul. Like I did it already. I got look. Who's my wife right there? Right there. I'm fucking with you. I enjoyed myself yesterday, though, bro. That shit was nice.
Nah, word.
Word up. That shit was real good. Now look, you want to be out here now? You could have did this shit on a Sunday. We should have had our cookout yesterday. Well, you can get married on
Christmas.
The fucking day you want. You do every all this odd shit. Why you pick this weekend, motherfucker?
Christmas get married on Sunday.
You damn lesbian.
Y'all ready for these comp styles, man?
Let's get this comp styles popping. You already know what it is. You wasn't live still, was
he? Yeah, we still live.
God damn.
And we was recording. We live. Bro, won't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop. Shout out my brother. Fuck him. Can't stop. Won't stop. You already know what it is. Big brother. Fuck him all. Fuck him. Hey, bang, bang, fuck. Nine again. Hey, all the 49 fans out there, bang, bang,
all the 49ers fans, you already know. Check the fuck in. Plug the fuck in. You know what it is.
Yep, bang, bang, nine again.
We went bang, to Super Bowl this year.
Huh? And by the way, this guy right here don't have a kid.
Look, I was like, I ain't gonna say nothing. They hating. Your kid ain't doing nothing this year.
You ain't got a team. This is a Detroit Lions fan, and then he ran with Detroit, he ran to New Orleans, and then he ran to New England, and then he ran to Denver, and then he ran to Kansas City. He a hoe. He a team hoe.
I've been a Chiefs fan.
Oh, my God.
You said Chiefs?
I'm a Chiefs fan. This nigga said
Chiefs. Kansas City wasn't even on Tecmo Bowl. That was so bad. Kansas City wasn't even on Tecmo Bowl. Kansas City was on Tecmo Bowl?
I was a Christian Okoye fan.
All right, hold up. Was Kansas City on Tecmo Bowl?
A lot of teams wasn't on it.
All right. Kansas City on Tecmo Bowl? So who you use on Tecmo Bowl?
Raiders.
Barry Sanders.
I ain't even on the first Tecmo Bowl.
Who was the running back?
Marcus Allen.
Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen.
Yeah. Beat him, Max.
Couldn't beat them. And then Jay Schrader. And
who was the other team?
Tim Brown.
49, because Joe Montana run throwing to Jerry Rice, throw a ball to Jerry Rice.
99.
Yeah.
Hey, beat him, Max. You can't be loud.
90 was nice on everything. 90 was nice forever. Back then.
Yeah. We having a good time over here.
You gotta start whacking.
90s was crazy back then.
They got their secret weapon outside. They like when I'm here on the podcast. It's pause right now, right?
No, I'm about to do the freestyle.
I'm just saying, I don't want to, you know, I talk shit. I'm just wanting everybody to hear what I'm saying, man.
Fuck that.
Nigga, you still, motherfucker, we still recording, nigga. Yeah. You got to stop talking if you want to stop talking.
Yo, man, you already know the shit, hold, relax, man.
Exactly. Man, I already know the shit, so you want to keep going.
Keep
talking your shit, nigga. Mm-hmm. We ain't playing.
Loose. Damn, nigga, got all types of little gadgets out here. I'm gonna put you on Front Street right now. You can't do no freestyle about nothing. I want you to do a freestyle about the block and getting money. And you never got money on the block because you ain't that type of guy. But put it together and make a story.
How was your night last night?
How about that? All right, get your head together.
You had the best thing.
Don't say no names. Just do something.
I'm gonna put you on Front Street. I want to see if you that good.
Think about some shit. With the park, everything. Think about some shit. I'm testing him right now, and I know he can do it. That's how I know he's gonna get together. Not no real shit, nigga. Do some shit.
KO is moving some work, boy. You don't even know.
KO, dope ass rapper. Fuck, what y'all talking about? That nigga dope. When that nigga get rich, I don't even want no money.
Yeah, make fucking
sure,
right.
Make sure, no, I wanna be at all the shows. I wanna be at all the shows.
Jay, give me a beer.
I wanna be at all the shows. You know why?
What?
I don't want no dope.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to show.
No, I don't.
The wood won't go on stage.
He ain't going. Yo, yeah, you put me as your manager, you going to eat. And we ain't doing nothing for bullshit.
Who won't get on the show?
No.
We'll be on stage.
No, I ain't beat for that. I'm going to sit right there next to Gabrielle Union and Sade.
What are you doing? Gabby, bro.
What's the second match? Hold on. Jay, play it on your phone.
I ain't got time for that.
But damn, you got this. Oh, well, you go on YouTube, I guess, right?
Sitting on the phone, bro.
It's a video. You're
doing a
video, right?
No, it's cinematic.
Like that phone ready to fly.
Like a drone, right?
What's your phone, Joe?
Bluetooth disconnected.
Y'all gotta get a speaker some juice before it die.
Yeah, I wasn't playing it for a while. I just sent it back.
Was it connected to your children?
That big ass shit right
there. Yo, Chips was outside. Took it down.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, he's in the backyard. Come on, you wanna come by? I'm like, nigga, I'm outside.
I'm in Damien.
Are you by yourself? I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Bluetooth connected.
Y'all be on off for the next 2 days of this kid's graduation. And then he's gonna be doing inventory. They got him counting on the scissor lift. Mm-hmm. I'm debating if I'm gonna go in tomorrow, but I'm gonna call out. It's my last sick day. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. Now, I might go in though, but I'm gonna save that for in July sometime. I get my new days on the 24th. I still got 4 days to use for his personal days.
Hold on, I'm about to go in. Y'all ready?
Calm style.
Will you happy price?
The beat you going on.
You're a hardworking adult ready for a comeback.
Before you start mapping, I can edit it.
Yo,
You ready? Comstock Fridays, Father's Day edition. Love, love, love. Let me talk to him real quick. Love, love. I said, even if I knew what happened, I would never say what happened, because that's in the, of course, it's the, hold on, run it back, stop, 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 hold on, fucked up,
my bad,
look,
we outside,
look, I said, even if I seen it happen, I would never say it happened. Cause if I did that, puts an accurate reaction. Make a nigga fall back to the point of nigga smacking. Villain on the point of the grappling, and you ain't even got an option. Meaning got an option, nigga, they be out here boxing. Something like you playing all in your position. I'm a nigga that been flipping and a kipping and I'm lifting. When the shit that went up on the block, when niggas they be spitting, that's the shit that you living. The shit that you could get in. When you ain't got no other option or no transition. Switching like them lenses, double on the Venzes, double up the Vins and change the Vins on the Benzes. You already know that the flow's relentless. Get them all upwards if they in the frenzy. And I jump up on the beat and I splay my energy like I took a chapel shot to Seymour's. Cause I've been a boss. I ain't never got a front. I could do with what I want. I ain't never got to train self to be with a front. Never got to pose a front. Smoking about the roll of blunt. Get me a cup of Remy, then I'm about to pose and stunt. Drop the top on the whip cause it's nice out. You ain't worried about the money, bring the price out. Niggas acting like they really, but it's what he's written. Something like Nasir when the shit was written. Or the shit that I'm spitting make they heads nod. I be sipping on the drink until them blast off. Something like them niggas gone when they passed off. Last year cause you know I'm about to blast off. About to get this cash off, and you know it's cashier. Them niggas from last year, sweater like it's cashmere. About to bring the cashier. Yeah, I said I'm about to bring the cashier. Double like a cashier, double in the fiscal. Ran it for December. Started out in June, made it up to September. Kicking all them rhymes, them niggas ain't all pretenders. This is something like it's Alzheimer's, they didn't remember. In the bars off the top of the dome, loaded like chrome. Them thinking stop in the vision, them niggas posting the zone. My niggas going for collection and King of Stone for them loan. I'm about to collect your trophy, something like they was bones. Niggas, them niggas ain't bones, I'm on the phone. Get on the banks, man, and going on the microphone. Rest in peace to my brother, yeah, his name was Bone. Them niggas, I'm on the blown, I'm gumming up for the throne. My niggas stuck in the zone, the niggas, I'm on the blown. I'm deafened to bring them home, they owe me like it's a loan. The Vegas, I'm on the left on launches like a gnome. But you paint this one alone, when the vision's not alone. If you feel this one alone, made us on alone. Shout out the Mugar, yeah, you know we brought it home. Right to the porch where them niggas first started. So you know, something like Billboard when I'm charting. Doubling up from living like posters when I'm charting. Niggas when I'm lauding, doubling up on my target. So you know it's a bullseye, cup full of Remy, and you know that it's full. I stay with a blunt of the loudest allowed. Been above the sword, nigga, way above the clouds. Stand with my dudes, nigga, stand with the louds. I ain't worried about they dudes, cause you know I'm keeping out. I'ma keep on collecting, keep on respecting, keep on directing the energy directing. I said the energy reflecting, and you already flexing. Comstock Fridays, nigga.
Yeah. Nice, though.
I seen your brother earlier.
Down. We outside, nigga.
Hey, yo, I ain't want to cut you off, Mo, but we recording. Mo.
Hey, Mo,
we recording, bro.
Use it for a skit. Use it for a skit.
We gonna chop it up.
Yeah, we gonna do another one.
I'm sorry, brother.
Hey, podcast.
We live right now.
Carol rolled up on the shooter deck.
You
gotta cut it up.
Oh, where are you? He in the town?
Yeah.
You trying to fix it?
Have a drink with my brother.
Oh, I know. Where you coming from?
Oh, man, my daughter flew up here from Atlanta and shit, man. Took me out to breakfast. I've been with her all day.
This one?
Shit, hold on.
I got one.
Yo.
It's all black.
No.
Yo, hold on, yo. My
I got one too. No, it's a cologne, man. It's nice, man. I don't know the name. It came with a nice card, but the card explains the cologne. You know what I'm saying? It said it's supposed to be signature.
Yo, what's up, bro? Happy Father's Day, bro.
Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, bro. You already know.
Yeah.
Yo, you really be
live. One bit?
Like, yo, we live right now, bro. Yeah.
See, I got stuff down there if y'all gonna talk.
Yeah, 2 seconds. I just want to finish it quick, then we be done.
We got two freestyles. Two more freestyles. Don't forget.
Pardon me. I ain't trying to interrupt the brothers, man. I just want to get this done so we can be done.
Two more shots. Is it man? I ain't been drinking, man.
At DOS, an ordinary press is just as enough.
You see how
so
smooth
they add
this going?
Seasoning and 10 flavors to every delicious.
It's effortless, bro. This is effortless. That's what we do. You heard? That's what we do.
Yes, sir.
Pick that throwing up too, bro.
Last but not least.
Look. Look. Look.
Look, said I'ma keep on spitting, they keep on hating. That's why I keep on giving shit. They waiting for confidence to step up on the track. Them niggas, they falling slack and they gon' fall back. When I unleash the unloaded, lower the ammunition that I'm spitting for my mind, I'm about to keep on running. I just raise up from the bottom, raise up from the slum, where you had to get the bread and break it down to the crumb. They wanna see me shot, they wanna see me knock. I wanna see them bands and the rubber bands knock. From 100 to a 50, doubling up, you're gonna with me. If you lippin', if you spittin', then you know you rollin' with me. I'm a certified spitter, raise the bone real ones. Never had to snitch and never had to steal none. Anything I wanted, asked for it, I could get it. That's why I gotta rise and I came with ambition. I'ma keep on running, I'ma keep on spit. I'ma kill them tracks every day I'm living. I be facing, smoking the blunts and keeping stunting. I be facing and keeping that money and double stunts my motivation and getting my people up out the slums. They be hating. We keep on grinding, we keep on stunting, paper chasing. Them hundreds, them ones, them fifties, even in them twenties. It don't even matter. They said, change your bills, can't change the rail. We certified stamping, we in the field. That's motivating. Them people wanna see you falling down, trotting. Them people hating, expansing. If they plotting, they won't wanna see you make it to a M, make it up to a B, make it up to a win. You ain't worried about your meals, you ain't worried about your bills. You ain't worried about them people, you ain't worried about them pills. You ain't worried about the commas, ain't worried about the traumas, ain't worried about the shit that you could do for your mama. You be chasing, chasing them hundreds until them fifties, them twenties. Keep on building up as if you rolling with me. My nigga got a motivation, he gon' get a billy. So I'ma be right next to them. We buy a house in Philly, we buy a house in Maryland, smoking all that Maryland, doubling up and sending them as if he never sparing. And the niggas, I'm no leveraging, no need for discouraging. I'm trying to get that point until that equity is leveraging. I'm keeping that money right in my mind, motivation. I'm racing, I'm going, I feel like I'm paper chasing. Ain't nobody gonna stop me, cause I'm having sin. Let them miss, doubling up from dozen, and I'm stumping up into the present. Cause they thinking I'm embezzling. All of that money got me running with adrenaline. Never gonna stop me, never gonna fold me. Keep that bread, even if it's moldy, I be chasing. It's comp style, you already know that I'm doing it my flow. I'm keep on spinning as if it's on style. Two shots every track like a nigga really foul. They ain't even see the written, they just mean to spawn them loud. Niggas feeling like they good, they just gonna throw in the towel. Said every ball halal and it came straight from Kyle. So you already know that this shit comp style. Motivation, it's motivation. It's motivation. Comp Style Fridays, yo. You already know. Shout out to Guap Toms. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. You know what I mean? We do it for y'all. We do it for the people. Thank y'all for tuning in. Always remember, growth over destruction. We got Seymours for y'all.
Got it all.
We got hats. You know what I'm saying? We got it all, man. We out here. Peace. Guap Toms.
The red button. The red one.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.